All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. After an exhilarating first round of group play action in the 2014 World Cup, the knockout stage is upon us. Now, of course, things are going to be a little bit different in the knockout stage. There's no such thing as ties. If the contest is tied after both halves, then we will have two 15-minute halves. And if the score is still knotted after that, it goes to penalty kicks. But the bottom line is there will be a winner. Now, the group play in the World Cup was full of surprises. You look at some perennial favorites that are headed home right now, and it starts with Spain. Spain, of course, was the 2010 World Cup champions. They won the Euro Cup in both 2008 and 2012, and this team went 1-2 in group play, and thus they're headed home. Italy is always a perennial championship favorite when it comes to the World Cup. Of course, they won it back in 2006, and like the Spaniards, the Italians are heading home right now. The great nation of England had, of course, invented the game of soccer. Then on top of that, you're talking about a situation that the last time that England was unable to make it out of group play, you have to go back to the year 1958. That is the tradition that we're talking about with this team. And in spite of the fact that England has good players, you're talking about Wayne Rooney and, of course, Ross Barkley. They were unable to get out of group play, and they are headed back home to the United Kingdom. You look at the country of Ecuador, there were many South American teams in this field, and their fans have really come out to support those teams in the 2014 World Cup. And Ecuador had a situation where they had the opportunity to get out of that group, but the loss to Switzerland really, really hurt them, and that's why they're headed home right now. And finally, Portugal. You know, you look at that group of death. You had Germany, you had Portugal, the United States, and of course, Ghana. And, you know, Portugal and Germany were the ones that everybody expected to get out of that group, while the United States and Ghana were going to be the little sisters of the poor. But the thing that really hurt Portugal more than anything else was their lackluster effort in their opening match with Germany. Of course, the Portuguese lost that game to the Germans by a score of 4-0, and then they would go on to tie with the United States at 2-2 before defeating Ghana. But the thing is, they're going to look back and they're going to think long and hard about that opening match against the Germans and how their lackluster effort took away the opportunity for them to win and advance in the 2014 World Cup. But you know what? Those teams are home right now. It's all about the 16 teams that are left and who is going to be the one that will hoist the trophy on July 13th. Now you look at the round of 16, and of course it's going to begin tomorrow. You look at Brazil and Chile. Of course, Brazil is the host nation, and I think they're going to be too much for Chile in this game. The second game that you're going to have tomorrow, you have the two South American countries in Colombia and Uruguay. Of course, Uruguay right now is going to be without their leader in Luis Suarez after the biting incident that took place in the match the other day against Italy. Of course, FIFA came down hard on Suarez, banned him for 9 matches and 4 months. So this is a guy, you know, he had a big impact on this club. He was big in their victory over England in group play, and now he has to sit back and watch his countrymen go out there and try to defeat the Colombians. I think the Colombians are a young team, and I think the fact that Suarez is not going to be there will be the difference in Colombia having the ability to get past Uruguay. Now you look to Sunday's matchups, and these are going to be two dandies. You look at the Netherlands taking on Mexico, two of these teams that were really hot in group play. Of course, Mexico backed into the 2014 World Cup, but the bottom line is they got there. They have a hot goalie right now in Guillermo Ochoa, but he is going up against one of the best offensive clubs in this tournament in the Netherlands, and I think the Netherlands offense is going to press the issue led by Mr. Van Persie. They're going to push the issue in this game against the Mexicans, and they are going to get past Mexico into the quarterfinals. And then you look at Costa Rica and Greece, two teams that were surprising teams. Nobody expected Costa Rica to get out of their group with Uruguay, England, and Italy, but it was Costa Rica who was dancing at the end. And of course, the same can be said about the Greeks. They were able to steal a spot in the knockout stage from the Ivory Coast. So you have two of the Cinderellas right here. And I think Costa Rica is going to have enough to get past the Greeks on Sunday. Then you look at the two matchups for Monday. Of course, France taking on Nigeria. France is always one of the perennial favorites to win the World Cup. Of course, they took it all back in 1998. The Nigerians, this is their first time in the knockout stage since 1998. And I don't think they have the team depth to get past the Frenchmen in this one. And I'm going to take France and advance to the quarterfinals. Then you look at Germany and Algeria. Germany has always been a perennial title contender when it comes to the World Cup. Algeria played good in group play, but they never faced the competition that they're going to face in their matchup with the Germans, and I'm going to take the Germans to advance. And then finally on Tuesday, the Argentines, of course, Argentina will be taking on Switzerland. Now, Argentina won each game in group play, but it wasn't convincing. And the Swiss are going to give them a fight and then some. I think the Argentines are going to be able to get past the Swiss, but the bottom line is it can't just be Lionel Messi. It has to be a full team effort if they're going to advance by the Swiss, and I think they will be able to do that. And finally, the last game in the round of 16, you look at Belgium taking on the United States. Of course, the U.S., they had their fate in their own hands after defeating Ghana in their first game. They let the lead slip away in their second game against Portugal. And of course, they lost to the Germans in their final group play match. And they were able to back into the round of 16. Belgium was playing good, but I don't think they played a team the caliber of the U.S. so far in this tournament. And I think the fact that the United States had an opportunity to defeat Portugal, they lost a tight one to Germany. I think for head coach Jurgen Klinsmann, he was able to get the attention of his team, and hopefully by then, Jozy Altidore will be back in the lineup along with Clint Dempsey to add further depth on this U.S. club. And I think the United States is going to shock some people and get past Belgium and advance to the round of eight. Now, you look at the quarterfinal matchups, and of course, you have on the 4th of July, or at least in the United States, you'll have Brazil taking on Colombia. And I said all along, the pressure of Brazil being the host country was going to be too much. This is the game right here where I believe the pressure is going to catch up with the Brazilians. And more importantly, I said it in their 0-0 tie in group play with Mexico. And those last 15 minutes of the game, that's where the veteran presence of a Ronaldinho and a Kaká would have come into play. Of course, those two vets were left off of the team. Right now, it's all about Neymar, and I'm not sure he's going to be enough to help the Brazilians get past the Colombians, because right now the Colombians are a hot club, and more importantly, they are going to enter that game playing with house money, and I think they're going to be able to advance past the Brazilians. Now, you also would have two perennial title contenders taking on each other in the quarterfinals and two historic countries when you talk about France and Germany. These two teams have met numerous times in the World Cup. This will be another epic battle, but I think the Germans have a little bit more depth than the French do right now, and it's going to be Germany advancing to the semifinals. Then, of course, on July 5th, it would be the Netherlands taking on Costa Rica, and it's a situation. Costa Rica has been a great story for this World Cup so far, but right now the Netherlands, they are a team on a mission, and in the final quarterfinal matchup, it's going to be Argentina taking on the United States. On paper, the United States doesn't even have an opportunity to show up and defeat this club. But the bottom line is, that's on paper. That's why you play the games. I think this is going to be the upset of the entire World Cup as the United States goes out there and shocks a lot of people and gets past Argentina. Again, the Argentines have been winning, but they have not been playing well, and I think it will ultimately catch up to them in the quarterfinals. Now, you move on to the final four of this tournament, and in my opinion, it's going to be Colombia, Germany, the Netherlands, and the United States. So you're going to have two surprise teams there in the semifinals in Colombia and the United States. Heading into this tournament, I said it was going to be a European team that came away hoisting the trophy, and thus I think it's going to be two European teams to play for the title. And with that said, I'm talking about Germany and I'm talking about the Netherlands. Now, for the third place contest, you would have Colombia taking on the United States. And I think the U.S. is going to be focused on trying to get a third place finish. It's going to be big to propel U.S. soccer to the next level. It won't be easy against the Colombian team because they're going to go out there and they're going to try to put on a show in their native continent. And finally, for the championship, you have Germany taking on the Netherlands. And after the Netherlands came so close in 2010, I think they have enough, led by Mr. Van Persie, to hoist that World Cup championship in 2014. Folks, I want to thank you once again for tuning in to the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, if you're on Twitter, you can check me out at 300 Pounds of Sports. And if you're on Facebook, you can check out the page and like it at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. Once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care. Have a wonderful day and enjoy the rest of the 2014 World Cup.